You're listening to Numbers by Barons. It's Friday, October 25th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 17%. That's how much Twitter's active user base grew in the third quarter from a year ago. The social media platform reported results on Thursday. The user growth was well above analysts' expectations, but it didn't translate to better-than-expected profits or revenues. Twitter blamed the shortfall on bugs in its advertising software. The company said its ability to target ads and share data with advertisers was affected. That's a big issue, because Twitter's main business is selling ads. If it's having trouble getting the plumbing to work error-free, it's concerning, to say the least. The stock plunged 21% on Thursday. The next number up is 40. That's how many days General Motors workers have been on strike. It's the company's longest work stoppage since 1970. Last week, the company and its union, the United Auto Workers, struck a preliminary deal. Voting on that deal ends today. It's likely workers will approve it because the union got many of the things it was looking for. There's a lot riding on a strike resolution, and not just for GM. Hundreds of industrial companies that sell parts to the automaker are missing out on business as long as production is on hold. Our last number is $800 million. That's how much one cannabis company, Cresco Labs, agreed to pay to buy another cannabis company, Origin House, in April. That was the value of the all-stock deal at the time, at least. Cannabis stocks were at their peak, but since then, both companies' market value has halved. The deal had to be approved by antitrust regulators before it could be completed. Cresco said this week that review was done, but that the acquisition wouldn't be closing right away. Instead, it wants the companies to renegotiate the terms. Now, traders seem to think the deal could fall apart. If so, it would be the second aborted cannabis merger this month. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, October 25th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a fun weekend.